Hi, this is Jackson Fong, and you're listening to another audio devotional. I'm a student ministries pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and this series is based on the series by John Ortberg called The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of Me. We've been going over several different concepts. This week we're talking about redeeming my time. This is day 5 in this session, and for this particular day, we're going to be looking at the idea of directions for better connection with God. In redeeming our time with God, we have to understand and admit that God knows. And it's something that we can embrace, that God knows our need, that God knows that the time struggles, our temptation struggles, our distractions that comes about. But we also got to look at the idea that God gives. And when we ask, God will give. Day 3, we were looking at dealing with temptation and all the temptation that we have to experience and face. And how do we deal with that? What does that look like? Where do we go with it? What do we do with it? How can we get past it? Yesterday we looked at some prayer patterns. How do we pray? What are some ways to really ask God some of the things that we need? Today we're again looking at better connection and directions for better connection with God. We're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Before we do that, if you would, join me in prayer as we ask God to speak to us now. Dear God, we thank you so much that you love us and that you care for us and that you've got some incredible things planned for us and that you really do want us to connect with you. And a beautiful thing about how you want us to connect with you is that you're not going to leave us hanging as far as figuring out how. You're going to give us options and directions so that we can connect better with you. So thanks, God. We ask that as you give us these additional directions that we'd hear from you and that we'd figure it out and we'd be able to go on further. So thanks, God. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we look at this next section, what are some of the things in your life that keep you from connecting better, both with other people as well as with God? When I look at my life and I think of the things that keep me from maximizing my relationships, it's usually a distraction. It's usually something less than. But again, God desires for us to be truly restored, to be brought to our fullest and best. The Apostle Paul gives us a lot of different concepts and ideas as far as how to do that with each other. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 gives us encouragement and directions. We're going to start with verse 12, Paul's final advice. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. There's a lot that happens in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'd encourage you, if you get a chance, check out 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 10. And be reminded of what God promises us, of who we are and what we're supposed to be. But as we look at verses 12 to 20, or 12 to 22, Here's a couple things that are important to notice. God encourages us as we look at the beginning of this section here to do well with each other in living peacefully. Sometimes when we deal with people that are in charge, there's conflict. Regardless if it's conflict in people, when dealing with people at church or at school or at home or whatever, or at work, sometimes the toughest thing is to just let things go and to be at peace. To show people respect even when we don't think they need the respect. To show them love even though we might not feel they're worthy of love. Practicing the basics in dealing with people that we have to deal with every day is tough. But that's why it's important that we do that, is because we have to deal with them every day. Because to live peacefully with each other is a great example to people that don't know God and don't know peace. It's one of the things that God desires for us to be set apart in, to be at peace with everybody. Verse 14, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, take tender care who are weak, be patient with everyone. Again, so often, as we deal with people, that are not close to us, not like us. When we show God's love to people who are having issues, regardless if they're in authority over us or they're around us and they make us a little crazy, as we can learn how to deal with other people who go through those things, the truth is we're reminded of how God has to deal with us. The times that we are not worthy of respect, the time that we are in leadership positions, the times that we abuse positions where we should be leading, these are all things that are pretty intense. But these are also things that we can really do something huge in if we try. These are also things that if we make the time to really love on other people, we're really reminded of how God loves on us. Because there are plenty of times where we are lazy. There are plenty of times where we are timid and we won't speak our mind on behalf of God or other people. There are plenty of times where we are weak and we can't do everything that we want to or need to. We're reminded when we do that of how much God does for us. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and all people. Again, how often do we do things not right? But God still loves on us. God still gives us when we take time to show the love that God shows to us. It puts us better in sync with who God is and what God has for us. And when we do that, we can always be joyful. And when we experience that in life, the truth is, we never can stop praying. Because a lot of that, it's beyond us. We have to connect with God. Because to do that on a consistent basis, it has to be supernatural. Because it's impossible to do that with everybody all the time. And as we do that, it's easier to be thankful. Because the truth is, when we look at how we have to interact with other people, if we choose to, we can be reminded of all the things that God does for us every day. And that's God's will for us. Verse 19, don't stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies. The Holy Spirit desires to do some amazing things in our lives. But it's really easy to kind of quench it by blowing it off, by ignoring it, by focusing on something else or someone else. God has a lot of things in store for us, and sometimes it's easy to blow that off. because we're too busy on the stuff that's going on today. And sometimes we get brought up all sorts of other different possibilities. God calls us to test it. Read scripture, see what it says, hang on to the good, because we need that positive reinforcement. Stay away from every kind of evil. There's so many amazing things in this passage that you can see and you can read through to remind us of who God is and what He has for us. There's more options at cfcyouth.com. But for now, hang on to the possibilities. Hang on to these other directions for better connection with God. Because you'll find out the more you do it, the easier it is to connect with God. Remember, you're loved and you never have to face anything alone. God bless.